They come out at night, mobs of men, often wearing matching T-shirts. They're usually holding sticks, and they're looking to beat up Hong Kong's protesters. In many cases, these groups are connected with Hong Kong's triads. They're gangsters, secret societies that go back hundreds of years. But what do they have against Hong Kongers protesting for more autonomy? The World's Patrick Nguyen looked for answers. And a quick note here, this story does include some scenes of violence.
I'm outside a concrete building, looking up this dark, narrow stairwell. Here to meet a man with a price on his head. I find his office. He leads me inside, into a back room, and explains that
I do think that I must be one of the main targets. The gangsters may ambush me.
That's Lam Chuk Ting. He's 42, an elected official in Hong Kong's government. And the gangsters he mentioned, let's just say they could easily spot him in a crowd, because Lam is 6'4".
In Hong Kong, I'm quite tall, and therefore I have been cautious.
Lam is a lawmaker with Hong Kong's Democratic Party, and his problems with the local mafia, well, it all started 11 weeks ago, on a night that's now infamous in Hong Kong. That evening, he gets a text message from a constituent. It says, "Hey, did you know there's a mob of armed men gathering outside the local train station?" Lam and his assistants go check it out. And they see about 100 guys, all in matching white T-shirts, holding sticks, surrounding people who've just come back from a protest against China's tightening grip over Hong Kong. So Lam and his team, they start recording on their phones. Pretty soon after that,
more than 100 white-shirted gangsters stormed into the station, and they used batons, steel bars, and wooden sticks.
They're just thrashing people, senior citizens, teenagers. One reporter there, Gwyneth Ho, she's filming, and they just knock her to the floor. To her credit, she gets back up and keeps reporting. The mob chases people all the way to the train cars, trapping them inside, still hitting them with sticks, even as people get on their knees and beg.
That was the most horrifying moment of the attack.
By the time the mob leaves, there's blood all over the train station. Almost 50 are injured, including Lam. His mouth is bleeding, and the bones in his right hand are fractured from blocking attacks. And here's where this takes an even darker turn. Before the attack, when the mob was just showing up, people were frantically calling the police, Lam included. An officer told him, "Yes, sir, we're on it." And yet, at the train station, the police seemed to hang back.
When they arrived, they just made a U-turn and left,
leading Lam and many others to conclude
the police allowed the gangster to attack civilians indiscriminately that night.
Police turning a blind eye to criminals. But why?
The police may think that those protesters were troublemakers. So if they need assistance, I will not help.
Police deny this, of course, saying they were stretched thin from deploying to all the protests across the city. And saying cops colluded with gangsters. It's a huge allegation, and not one that Lam is making lightly, because he's actually a former agent with Hong Kong's anti-corruption squad, which investigates dirty cops, like cops who get mixed up with gangsters. But okay, let's rewind a bit. These gangsters are known as triads, Chinese secret societies, some tracing their origins back to the 1800s, to mainland China, where many triads in Hong Kong still have deep connections. Today, they are these illegal brotherhoods that do, well, gangster stuff, such as
drug trafficking, illicit gambling, and also prostitution. They do some loan sharking as well.
That is Sharon Kwok, a criminologist from Hong Kong, now at Western Sydney University. Kwok specializes in triads, so she spent a lot of time with them. She says they obey a strict hierarchy. They're ruled by leaders called dragon heads, men with names like Broken Mouth, or Baby, or Shanghai Boy. Yes, those are actual people. triads also run legitimate businesses, Kwok says. Real estate, mahjong parlors, bus companies, even catering.
Yeah, what matters is whether it makes money or not.
Okay, but beating up protesters, where's the money in that? Well, Kwok says they also do a lot of
contract violence, like paying them for attacking someone.
Contract violence. Now, unlike American gangs, they're not necessarily using guns. Think more like hatchets, iron rods, brass knuckles. But Kwok says they will hurt or kill you for a price. So maybe they were paid for the attack. Or it's possible they do it just to curry favor with powerful people who run the city, the pro-Beijing elite, who revile the protesters. Getting on their good side is good for business. And besides, Kwok says, most triads already agree that protesters are traitors to Mother China.
They're very patriotic, and that's why they would regard protesters as someone who tried to overthrow the Chinese rule or the Hong Kong government, and that's why they hate them.
But what about the police? Aren't cops supposed to be locking up gangsters? Kwok says not always. Police talk to triads, use them as their eyes and ears on the streets, especially in certain neighborhoods where triads see everything that moves.
It's very, very important for the police to have contacts within the triad networks. It's for both controlling them and also for collecting intelligence.
Is that proof that police deliberately allowed triads to bash protesters? No. That's why Lam and many others demand an investigation, because triad-style attacks on protesters, they keep happening. Just 3 weeks ago, a gang of guys, again in white t-shirts, charged at protesters, one slamming them with a steel chair, like a wrestling move. Or sometimes they just come out to taunt them, saying, "Hey, come at us, we'll beat you to death." Sometimes cops do show up when this happens, but end up glad-handing with the attackers and letting them go. So now, when protesters see a cop on the streets, they just start screaming the word triads. Hak Se Woi, literally dark society. This is a full-blown crisis, because Hong Kong's police, long seen as the finest in Asia, were beloved by Hong Kongers. But now, polls show that half the population has zero trust in the cops. The protesters, not all of them are waiting for an investigation. Some are going vigilante, smashing businesses suspected of being triad-run, like this mahjong parlor. And they're spray-painting the numbers 721 all over town, July 21st, the night of the train station attack. Speaking of which,
elsewhere in Hong Kong, police have so far arrested seven men involved in attacks at Yuen Long MTR station on Sunday.
Yep, police did track down some of the attackers, and guess what? They're in notorious triad gangs called Wo Xing Wo and 14K. Lam Chuk Ting, the lawmaker, his phone video of the assault was used as evidence. His buddies in the intelligence world are now saying, "You need to watch out. You're a wanted man." He told me the price on his head, asked me not to repeat it, but it's not a small amount. So he's worried. And yet when he most needs police protection,
we all know that we could not rely on the Hong Kong police force to protect ourselves.
So Lam tells me, kind of cryptically, that he now has this backpack that he takes everywhere.
What's in the backpack?
I can't tell you. But at least I can defend myself.
This, Lam says, is becoming the new Hong Kong.
We must reform our political system and the police force. If we fail, we don't think that we have any future and we have no hope.
For the world, Patrick Nguyen, Hong Kong.